The massive after effects of war on the economy and the pathetic condition of the community living in war zones prompted these soldiers to take up the peace initiative.
Within the community of soldiers, you know, people who have fought and fought bitterly, if they can talk, why can't others talk?
Having crossed the borders with mixed feelings, they were greeted with smiles and open arms at the Wagha border in Lahore. Visits to historical sites such as the Badshahi Mosque, Lal Killa, Gurdwara, Darbar Sahib, and the old streets of the city reminded them of the culture we have in common.
We should improve tourism, we should improve trade, and then investment. When our purpose of living together becomes common, then the other problems which Indian and Pakistani do not have, but which possibly India and Pakistan may have, they will get resolved.
Terming this endeavor as a drop in the ocean, as soldiers, they believe that they know the value of peace better than anyone else. As far as the Kashmir issue is concerned, they believe that open dialogue is the only solution to the long-drawn conflict over the territory. They also said that reaching a conclusion is a slow and tedious process, which will take time. Meanwhile, the execution of Ajmal Kassab seems to have a little impact on the warming relations.
Our president highlighted the issue of Kashmir during his address at the United Nations. And the moment his speech finished, it was attacked by K.M. Sharma, the Indian foreign minister, who insisted that Kashmir is an integral part of India. Therefore, if retired Indian Army officers come here and say that dialogue is the solution, I'm afraid the Indian politicians are not going to listen to them.
The visit is expected to pave the way for advancement in trade and tourism, remove various misunderstandings held by people on both sides of the border, and eventually boost stability in the region. Fazia Sayed, Press TV, Islamabad.